Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, Wendell, before we get into your memories with Bob Probert, I got to tell you, I'm from Saskatoon, pal, so saw you a lot as a Blade.
A lot of the Blade Cooperalls.
Yeah, that's right. Oh man, I was a fan of Saskatoon Blade hockey with Bob Bourne and Dave Lewis, and who was the guy? Jackie McLeod, was he coaching when you were there?
No, Jackie McLeod was there just ahead of me, late '70s, early '80s.
Yeah. Right. Some great memories out there in Saskatoon, Wendell.
Yes, Bernie Federko was in that era and everything.
Oh yeah, Bernie Federko, of course, and Clark Gillies would come into town, and Eddie Staniowski, all these names, man, fantastic memories for me as a kid growing up in Saskatoon. So, when did you hear about the passing of Bob Probert yesterday, Wendell?
I just heard late, the yesterday evening, I guess, 7 o'clock or so, that Bob had passed away.
And then your initial thoughts?
Well, it's always very surprising. I mean, it's hitting home. It's in our own era. I'm pretty close to the same age as Bob. So we played and battled and did functions after, post career together. And so it's always shocking and always too soon when somebody passes that young.
You know, Wendell, I used to live in Winnipeg as well when Jimmy Kite was one of the major enforcers in the league. And Jimmy always used to say, oh, he's a great guy off the ice, about anybody he fought, Gord Kluza, any of these guys. And, this seems to be the case with you enforcers. It seems to be that you, I'm not throwing you into the category of a solid enforcer. You were much, much more of a three-way player, Wendell. But, I mean, in the case of guys who had, round two, round four, round five of fights, it seems to be that there was an automatic respect and friendship that developed afterwards.
Well, it's probably one of the toughest jobs to do, especially as you get on in your career. And Bob did it for 15 years and did it well. And he was always probably because of his size and because of playing with the Red Wings and how good he was at being a tough guy, he was the main guy every time a new young guy was coming up, was 20 years old. And Bob was kind of the league's mark, I guess. And so he was always battling and willing to give a battle and understood his job. And probably the best thing about Bob is what Grapes was saying on the radio earlier. He started out as maybe just a tough guy, but played into a role and never hurt the team and knew his role on the ice. And was a great team guy, and that's why he could last 15 years.
Have you got any specific memories of any of your tilts? I mean, some of them go back to like 86, 87, and then into the 90s.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of different tilts. And, the funny thing, when you get back to the Saskatoon stories, Joey Kocher and I played together in Saskatoon, both from Kelvington. And I can remember having a dinner night before a game in Detroit. And Joey said, we have a buddy joining us. And that dinner was Proby joined us for dinner. So it was Joey Kocher, Bob Probert, myself having dinner, and then the next night, Bobby and I had two fights. So it was the first time I'd met Bob, and I think I was 18 and he was 19 or something along those lines, but that's pretty much the way it is. They were roommates in Detroit, and off the ice you was one way, but on the ice you were doing what your job was for the team.
Well, and Kocher and Probert, who are great friends and teammates, once they split up, they had some tilts as well afterwards.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that is the role of the game, and that's what makes, I think, the tough guys where they respect each other is they understand each other's job and what it takes to do it. So away from the game, they're usually friendly, or they have nothing to fear, and on the ice, they're doing what they have to do for their team to win.
You know, that Rob Ray rule, or what it's called, the Rob Ray rule, when the fight straps came in, boy, I think that could easily have been called the Bob Probert rule. Almost every fight, I mean, there's one fight there on YouTube I was checking out last night, you and Probert, and he was practically naked when that thing was done.
Everybody had their different styles before all the rules came in, from sweaters that were too big. Marty McSorley had a sweater that was way too big all the time. You'd be holding one side, he'd be standing on the other side of the sweater. And Proby had it. If you did get it off, everything came off, and then you're holding nothing but sweater. Joey Kosher, he used to make the right arm because that was his throwing arm. He'd tighten up the sweater so tight you couldn't grab material. So it everybody had their styles when the rules were looser and you could get away with a lot.
And one of the things you notice with Probert is he was very patient in a fight. He might take a few, but he always got that right hand free somehow. I don't know how he did it, but it was always there.
Well, he was he had a stamina. You wouldn't believe it. Like an average fight in the NHL takes one period of energy. A long fight is basically one game, and any time you're going to fight Proby, his best part of his fights were at the end. He had the stamina to make it last and go, and then at the end, the big guy could get his arm loose and his strength, and he still had energy left. And he was just, and that was a competitor in him. He wasn't going to let anything finish.
So since hockey, you mentioned you've had some off ice banquets and that sort of thing that you've done charity work and that sort of thing with Bob.
Yeah, Bob's been up and around, and he lives in Windsor and did a lot of different charity functions and corporate charity functions kind of thing, and he was always around with the people and having a lot of fun and telling stories and being very good about everything that you know, because the questions that he'd have been getting asked every night would have been about the fighting side of it, and he was always very enjoyable and made everybody feel at home and told some great stories about the days of playing.
You know, he had a tough start as a young kid, you know, with his dad dying at such an early age. I mean, just kind of as he's breaking into his junior career, his dad was on the Windsor Police Force, suffered that stroke, and he died in 83. Bob was like 17. And the day after the funeral, he's off to Brantford for the Alexandras, you know? I mean, that's such a tough thing at that age to deal with.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of tough. When things happen in your life like that, it's tough things, and everybody deals with them in different ways. And he was a guy that battled but was able to still, you know, keep his focus and be around the game and the rink and stuff, I think was a calming thing for him, or a central focus, and that's I think hockey was very good in that way, as it gave him a focus, and he played it for 15 years and was a great team guy.
Who do you think had the biggest rivalry, getting back to the fights with Probert? Would it have been McSorley, or because you had several rounds with him?
Yeah, I think Bob had, you know, where we all had rivalries with different fights because of Detroit, Toronto. That was a natural rivalry because you played so many times in the Chuck Norris division. But Bob was the guy, the poster child, that was the guy, the big guy for the league there for a lot of years. So he had rivalries with everybody. It wasn't where maybe a lot of us had a few different rivalries with guys because you fought him a lot. Bob had that with there was somebody on every team because he was the guy for a bit. So he was always on call.
Wendell Clark on the Fan 590 this morning talking about the passing of Bob Probert. Wendell, thanks so much for taking time out of your day today. And, it's a sad day when someone who is as charismatic and full of life as Bob Probert passes at such a young age, 45 years old.
Much too young. Thank you.
Thanks, Wendell. You have a great day. Cheers.